The biggest moments in the games.
Pegues, right wing for the win! Yes!
The biggest voices in sports.
He's pulling down his pants. Put up your pants, my man. Pull up those pants.
The heartbreak.
And he misses it. That's impossible.
The celebrations.
Got him swinging! That's it! It's a World Series win for LA!
It's the audio of the game. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
That's right, it's the Bulletin Blitz here on the Bart Winkler Show. It is Tuesday, April 1st, 2025, and it's just Tuesday. There's nothing remarkable about this date whatsoever.
My kid got me today.
Did you?
You know how I hate April Fools. My kid goes, Dad. Yes, son. You got a monkey on your head. April Fool's Day.
Oh, yeah, very good. I would have got called by that too. Yeah,
isn't that nice?
I tried to get you. Didn't work out. You called it right away. Anyway, let's go to yesterday. The Cubs whipping that ass on the Athletics, 18-3. Michael Bush had a career-high night of four RBIs for him. But Carson Kelly was the big bat, hitting 4-for-4, including going for the cycle. He's the first player in MLB history to hit for the cycle in the month of March. Here he is talking about that.
Pretty special, you know, great accomplishment, something that I never thought I would get. You know, I'm just very fortunate and blessed, and a lot of hard work, a lot of great teammates, you know, pumping me up.
I feel like the cycle is not as widely regarded as a great achievement as it felt when I was growing up, but not by me. I think the cycle's amazing. I love the cycle. And if I was ever in the opportunity, I'd cut short a double just to get a single. You know, if that's what you needed, or I'd cut short if you already had a triple. I think the cycle's amazing. You know, no hitters don't feel as special as they used to either. I still think those are wonderful. I'm glad that we saw this. Now, I wouldn't say that we need to lead with Cubs, but I know you're excited to see me at the Cubs game on Friday. So I think that's what you're signaling there.
Well, actually, I actually used the clip as a segue to my next one here, because the big story in the baseball season so far has been the torpedo bats and the emergence of it. Most notably, a lot of people clowning the Yankees for it because it seems like they're calling Yankees cheaters. But, you know, Cubs are using it. I mean, it's going across all of baseball. Elly De La Cruz yesterday, 7 RBIs. He also had the torpedo bat. He's going to continue to use it. Aaron Boone, the Yankees manager, says the new bats are part of what the Yankees are trying to do to win.
You know, I say to you guys all the time, we're trying to win on the margins and trying to get, and that shows up in so many different ways, whether you see, you know, bat models, you know, we saw the momentum steals that Volpe does, you see shifts, like when I say those kind of things, like we have a big organization that are invested in a lot of different things where we're trying to be better in every possible way.
Again, saw the Yankees do this against my team, so I feel like I should hate them. Although, this isn't a situation in which I think they're doing anything wrong. They're just changing. Everything's within the rules. They're just changing how the bat's made. So, earlier this hour, I said the tush push is not baseball. But I said the tush push is not football, but now I'm pro torpedo bat. I think it's way too early also to say get these out of the game, keep them in the game. But you can't make a change. If they're going to make a change ever, you're playing the season with torpedo bats now. One thing you can never do in sports is change a rule during the season. Rules have been tweaked a little bit during seasons, during different leagues. I could do a better job to find an example, but don't ever do that. This is a season now with torpedo bats. And then if you want to change it or enhance the rule or tweak the rule, you got to do it after next season. You can't change it now. Interesting note, too, is while we keep talking about all these Yankees and how great the torpedo bats are, Giancarlo Stanton, who was one of the first adopters of the bat, He's being asked if he thinks the bat actually caused tendon ailments in both elbows that forced him to begin on the injured list. So last month, he was alluding to bat adjustments he made as a possible reason for tennis elbow. And all he said was, you're not going to get the story you're looking for. If that's what you want, that ain't happening. So could this be a situation where it puts more strain on the guys? I don't know. So there's just a lot of interesting things. But again, what I said yesterday was baseball's got to be thrilled that there's a story that's like weird, unique, maybe a little controversial, but ultimately is good and fun and different, and it's creating runs. And it's not like a bad story, which there's plenty of in baseball, including the Sacramento Athletics, which is not the name we're supposed to call them, which I will be tearing into in 8 minutes.
Or, you know, we'll get to them in a little bit, but if you woke up with at least a number one in the win column, you're probably not a Braves fan. Even the Athletics have two wins. The Braves are 0-5 in the young season. So here's Braves skipper Brian Snicker on his team being winless through five games.
No, it's not good, you know. Love to get a win. You know, it's not fun anytime. Start, middle, whatever, when you go through something like this. But you got to handle it.
Well, could tonight be the tide turner? The Atlanta Braves are currently up 1-0 over the 6-0 Los Angeles Dodgers. And look, it's a tough start to the season. You had to play the Padres, who are expected to be very good. And then you have to play the Dodgers. So not the best start. Padres, by the way, are 5-0 also. And they're currently up 1-0 in the fifth over the Guardians. So if it's not the Dodgers that could go 162-0, maybe the Padres will be the next team in the running. And then that's it. We're already a week through the season, and there's only two undefeated teams at this point. Braves would be the remaining winless team. Everybody else, Tigers, Red Sox, even the Brewers, have been finally able to scratch out a couple of wins.
Well, luckily for you, you set up the next clip. Here's Mike Schilt on the Padres' franchise best 5-0 start.
Feels great. I mean, you know, listen, it's a good ball club. Off to a good start, clearly. Playing really good baseball across the board. Pitching, you know, graduation to Kyle getting his first big league win. Solid five, doing all phases. You know, the pitching, the bullpen's been great. Situational hitting, defense, base running, everything's on point.
I think the Padres have a team that can win 100 games. I think that like 90, 95, 100, but they're not going to win the division because the Los Angeles Dodgers are a part of it. Now, what could be fun and could be interesting is the games that they play against each other. Those have always been very wild, but we don't get one of those games until the second week of June. They play the Athletics, though. Those stupid Athletics. I'm not happy with you. They made me look bad last night. Details coming up.